And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, a clip making the rounds online this week has a woman explaining calmly and at length why she had an abortion. Her reason? Love. She says she couldn't think of a better way to love her baby than to protect it from a childhood in a world that wouldn't be kind to it. For 50 years, that argument's depended on there being nobody there. Now the argument is that somebody is there, but love required killing him. Yeah, Isaiah had a line for this about 2,700 years ago. Woe to those who call evil good. Well, love isn't the only word taking a beating this week. The National Catholic Reporter, a liberal publication that spent decades at odds with the church it's named after, ran a guest column urging readers to spend August praying to transgender saints. August, it turns out, is Transgender History Month, a designation California made official a few years back, and the rest of us managed to miss that entirely. The column claims saints who cross gender lines have been in the church since the beginning, and it offers a list. Women who lived as men and entered monasteries, saints who said God changed their gender, and saints punished for wearing the wrong clothes. That last group includes Joan of Arc. So the evidence that Joan of Arc was transgender is that she dressed for work. Gender politics is causing more than immediate trouble in Northeast Pennsylvania, where one of the most competitive House races in the country is being fought over a photograph. The Republican incumbent and the National Republican Congressional Committee started running an ad this month showing his Democratic opponent, the mayor of Scranton, standing next to a local drag performer at last year's Pride flag raising outside of City Hall. The city posted that photo itself. The performer has now raised about $2,000 online to get the ad pulled, and he'd like it known that he appeared that day as a family-friendly drag persona rather than his other one, which is named after a venereal disease. Republicans keep pointing out that children were at the event, and Democrats have answered that with photos of the congressman in pink heels. And no one is calling Oklahoma competitive, which is what makes Tuesday's result worth your time. Democrats there nominated a 31-year-old nurse and military spouse who calls herself a Democratic socialist. She took 58% in the runoff against a 70-year-old attorney and minister backed by Democrats who won anything statewide in the last generation. He spent $315,000. She spent $57,000 and ran the thing largely on social media. She wants Medicare for all and universal child care, and she told one interviewer that capitalism is what's destroying our country. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Higgs. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.